السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you are having a good week. So, alhamdulillah, in our previous classes, we finished Surah Al-An'am and we began the next surah, which is Surah Al-A'raf. So, inshallah, today's lesson will continue with our previous ayat, which we stopped at ayah number 5. So, today we will begin from ayah number 6. And as always, we will start first with our recitation. And then we will move forward with the tajweed analysis of these ayahs. So if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans, inshallah, we are going to start first with the recitation from ayah number 6. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَلَنَقُصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 6 to ayah number 10. Inshallah, now let's move back to the beginning of our ayat and we'll take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within these ayahs. Okay, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Starting from ayah number 6. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So here we are beginning with فَلَنَسْ. Seen here is going to have a sukun. And seen is one of the letters of the characteristic of Safir, meaning that there will be a little bit of a whistle as we say this letter. So because there is a sukun, you can emphasize that just a little bit. Make sure that you are resting on this letter. And it is also one of the letters of Hams, meaning that as you say this letter, there is going to be some air that is going to escape from between your teeth. So that is what is also going to be creating that whistling sound. So just allow yourself to kind of let that air come out. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ. And make sure it's not too long, but there should be a little bit of that airflow, a little bit of that whistling sound as we say this letter. And then Noon here is going to have a Shadda. So anytime we have Noon or Meme with Shadda, we are going to give it Ghunna. We are going to spend a little bit of time. We are going to emphasize this just a little bit to show that there is two letters here with ghunna, two letters that are going to be brought up into the nose. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ. So you can hear that first, we are resting on this, we are bringing it up into the nose, and we are saying it twice with that shadda. نَلَّذِينَ. The is going to be a two count med, and then ذَل is going to be pronounced with the tongue coming in between the teeth. Very important that we are pushing that tongue forward. And if we don't do that, it turns into the letter Z. So Z and tha are two different letters. Okay, so it's not allazina, It's not going to be za here. It is tha. And you're going to have a little bit of that buzzing, and you're going to have your tongue pressed in between your teeth. So that is the proper makhraj of this letter. So we are going to make sure that we are saying this correctly. And this is going to be a two-count med asli. So make sure that you are elongating that for two counts. Ur sila, ra here is going to be heavy. The letter before has dhamma, and then ra itself has a sukoon. And this is going to make this a heavy ra in this case. Ur sila ilayhim. Lay is going to be madin. It is madin ma, 1.5. So this is just lean because we see there's fatha and then ya with a sukoon. Him, mim has tawassut. It is one of the letters of tawassut. So we are going to rest on this for just a little bit. Spend a little bit of time on this letter. Ilayhim wala nas'alanna. Again, seen is going to have safir. And then noon here has a shadda. So make sure that there is going to be ghunna here as well. Wala nas'alannal mursaleen. Lam has tawassut. Ra has tawassut. Rest on both of these letters. And ra here is going to be heavy again because the letter before has dhamma and ra itself has sukoon. And then we end here on a four count mad arid. And then noon here is also going to have tawassut. Fala naqussanna alayhim bi'ilm. Here, qaf is permanently heavy. It is part of ghussa, dakht, and gilv. Saad is also permanently heavy. It is also part of ghussa, dakht, and gilv. So both of these letters are heavy letters. So make sure that qaf and saad both are heavy. And then saad is going to be pronounced twice as it does have a shadda. And then noon here is also pronounced twice. Just as we learned, noon with ghunna is going to have a little bit more time spent on it. Make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose. Alayhim, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lay is madlin, madden ma, 1.5. Alayhim bi'ilm, this is going to be ghunna here as well. Make sure that you do spend a little bit of time between that meme and that ba. Bi'ilm, lam has tawassut, rest on this. Meme also has tawassut, so make sure you also rest on the meme. Now, because both of these letters have tawassut, lam has tawassut, meme has tawassut, this means that the time that you will spend on each of these letters should be the same. So first, make sure you spend time on the lam, and then you transition to the meme, and make sure that time is about equivalent. Bi'ilm. So make sure lam is said first, and then meme is said. And this is going to ensure that both of these letters get their proper haq. Even though there is sukoon on both, we do want to make sure that it is still audible. Wama, this is going to be a two-count med. Gunna, this is going to be noon. And then it has a ghunna. So make sure that you do spend a bit of time on this. Bring it up into the nose. Ghaibin, this is going to be a four-count med. Ghain here is a heavy letter. It is permanently heavy, part of ghussa, dakht, and gilf. And that is going to make this four-count med heavy as well. And this med is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. So make sure that you are pulling this for the full four counts. And then ghaibin, we end on a 2, 4, or 6-count med. And then here we'll do four counts for madarid lissukun. Ayah number 8, wal waznu. Lam has the wasut, rest on this letter. Wal waznu. Zay here is going to have a buzzing sound, or it also has safir. So we are going to make sure that a little bit of that buzzing sound can be heard. Wal waznu. And you can rest on this for a moment too, because it does have sukoon. Yawma idhin. This is going to be madlin. This is maddan ma, 1.5. And then here we have a letter of danween, thin. We have that with two kasras. And then the next letter is al-haq. So we have hamzatul wasl, and then we have lam. So this is going to be known as the meeting of iltiqa al-sakinain, the meeting between two sakin letters. So as we learned, anytime we have a tanween, then we have noon with sukoon. Yawma idhin. So we have noon with sukoon. Now we have one letter with sukoon. And the next word also begins with a letter with sukoon. So now we have التقاء الساكنين. We have the meeting of the two sukuns. So how are we going to pronounce this? If one letter has sukun and the next has sukun, there is no harakat, there is no movement that is going to continue the recitation. So here what we are going to do is that for nun with sukun, we are going to add a little kasra underneath. يومئذنل. So add a little kasra on that nun with sukun. Now, if you have the Indo-Pak Quran with that type of writing, you will see that they have already added it for you. You will see there is a small noon with a kasra after the dal. So that way you can just recite that as you see it. Yawma idhi, and then it will have that noon with the kasra, nil, and you can recite normally. If you are using the Uthmani text, it is not written for you. So instead, you will see that there is the kasratain, the two kasras, and then the next letter has hamzatul wasl and then the lam. So in that case, if you would like, you can write a small noon with a kasra just for yourself as a reminder. So if you do have the Indo-Pak Quran, it should be written for you, so you don't have to do anything. But if you do have the Uthmani, and you need a reminder of how to read this letter, then what you can do is you can put a small little noon with a kasra right next to the dal, and then you can cross out one of the kasras. So yawma idhi, dal with kasra, and then noon with kasra. Yawma idhi ni. And then you can combine that with the next sukun, which is lam. Yawma idhi nil haq. So that is going to be the proper way to recite. Here, again, this is known as iltiqa as-sakinain, the meeting of two sakin letters. And then here what we will do is just turn that noon sakin into a noon with a kasra. And that is going to give it some haraka. It is going to give it some movement to continue the flow of recitation. Yawma idhinil haq. And then here, lam does have tawassut, so make sure that you are resting on that as well. And then qaf is going to be a letter of qalqala. It is also one of the heavy letters. Khusa dakhtin kilf, qutub jad. So we are going to make sure it's heavy and we are also resting on this as well. Haq. Make sure that you have a little bit of that bounce, a little bit of that qalqala to emphasize also because it does have a shadda. So we do want to make sure it's very audible. Faman thakulat. This is going to be ikhfa thakulat. Qaf here is going to be heavy. And then that here is going to have humps. So make sure that there is a little bit of that air escaping, if you will. Thakulat. And then it does have a little bit of that air. Just make sure that you are pronouncing. Mawazinuhu. Wa is going to be a two-count med. Z is going to be a two-count med. Hu is going to be a two-count med. Mawazinuhu. All of these are two counts. Make sure that they do stay consistent. Fa'u, this is going to be a two-count med. La'ika, this is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Fa'u la'ika, pull this for four counts. Humul, lam has tawassut, rest on this. Muflihun, fa is a letter of ham, so you are going to feel a little bit of that air. And then ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then this is going to be a four count. Mada'arid lissukun. Humul muflihun. And then nun does have tawassut here at the end. Waman khaffat. This is going to be idhar. Nun sakin followed by the letter kha, which is one of the letters of the throat. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghayn kha. So nun sakin is going to be pronounced clearly. Khaffat, kha is going to be heavy. It is part of khusa dakhtin kilf. Fa is a light letter. So make sure that you move from that heavy kha to that light fa. Khaffat. Fa is going to be light. Da does have hams. So again, make sure there is a little bit of that air as you say this letter. Mawa, two count med. Z, two count med. Nuhu, two count med. Moman khaffat. Mawa, z, nuhu. Again, make sure all of these counts are going to be consistent. Faulaika, again, four count med. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil. Ulaika alladhina khasiru anfusahum. Khasiru, kha here is going to be heavy. It is part of khusa dakhtin kilf. Khasiru, ra here is also going to be heavy. It is one of the letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, because it does have a dhamma, it will be pronounced as heavy. And this is going to be a four count med. It is مجا is منفصل because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. خسروا أنفسهم. أنفو, this is going to be إخفاء. Nun ساكن followed by the letter فاء. أنفسهم بما. ميم and باء are going to be merged together with غنة or with إضغام. بما, this is a two count med. كانوا, this is a two count med. نو is a two count med. بيأ, two counts. يا, two counts. تينا, two counts. Again, make sure all of these are consistent. بما كانوا بآياتنا. So make sure anytime you have a lot of these two count mudud or four count mudud as well, make sure that they are consistent. We don't want any of them being too long or too short. يظلمون, الله here is going to be heavy. It is part of خصة ضغط قل, and then we end here on a four count med, مد عدد للسكون, and then نون has توسط. ولقد, قاف here is going to be heavy. It is part of خصة ضغط قل. لام is a light letter, so make sure لام does not become heavy as well. ولا قد, and then دال here is going to have قلقلة. It is part of قطب جد, so give it a little bit of that bounce. مكناكم, نون here does have a شدّة, so again make sure that it has غنّة. Make sure you spend a little bit of time on this, and this is going to be a two count med. قم, ميم has توسط. مكناكم, so make sure that you are spending a bit of time on this نون. Two count med, and then ميم has توسط, so rest on that as well. في الأرض, لام has توسط, rest on that. را also has توسط, so rest on that. را is going to be heavy in this case because the letter before has فتحة, and then the را has سكون, and then ضاد here is also going to be heavy. وجعلنا, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. لام has توسط. نا is going to be a two count med. لكم, ميم has توسط. فيها, في is going to be a two count med. ها is going to be a two count med. مع is going to be a two count med. So again, consistency with all of these مدود. فيها معايش. So here, يا is going to be from the middle of the throat. Two count med. مع. And then شين here is going to have سكون. شين is a letter of تفشي, meaning the sound will spread throughout the mouth. So do make sure that you emphasize that just a little bit. معايش. You will hear a little bit of kind of like that waterfall-ish. That is the sound spreading and a little bit of that air that is coming out of the teeth. So make sure that you do spend a little bit of time allowing that sound to happen. قليلاً ما, قاف is going to be heavy. لي, this is a two-count med أسلي. لما, this is going to be إدغام with غنة. We see that there is a فتحتين. The two fatha tanween followed by the letter meem, which is one of the letters of idgham with ghunna, yanbu. So we are going to merge this together and then do spend a little bit of time because it is one of the letters of ghunna. Qalilamma, to count med. Tashkurun, again sheen has tafashi, allow some of that sound to spread. Qurun, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. And then we end here on a four count, mad'arid lissukun. And then noon here is going to have tawassut as well. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 6 to ayah number 10 of Surah Al-A'raf. Inshallah, we'll stop here and move on to the next portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.